The next agenda item is one I'm always excited about because it is rooted in some of the fundamental work I did as a staff member for the National Federation of the Blind years ago. It's education, research, and raising expectations, exploring spatial abilities, and training blind engineers. Now, we have been working on programs of education for many years now, and we've also had at this convention the theme of partnerships. Our STEM academies have impacted literally now hundreds of people, many of them in this room. Who's been part of our STEM programs in the past? Yeah, there you go. Either as mentors or students. And what we do is, in a lot of ways, fairly simple. But nobody can provide that elite blindness perspective like we have, as Anil says. And so when we get together with those who are working in STEM, we come up with a really great partnership. We have two presenters, and you're going to need some materials, so don't eat them yet. First of all, Wade Goodrich is with us, and he's a PhD in civil and environmental engineering. I could give you his bio and his background and that sort of thing, but you just need to know that he is a really genuine guy. 2 weeks ago, we had our engineering quotient program at our national office, and we were talking about engineering and construction. Well, it just so happens we got a $4 million construction site on the fourth floor of our building. So I got the opportunity to take some of our students into the space being constructed, and I could tell them all about what the National Federation of the Blind was going to do with it. Wade could tell them all about why the columns were there and why this and that was there. And I have never seen anybody get so excited about square bolts like Wade Goodrich. But more importantly, his passion and excitement and his way of communicating it to the students, not worrying about are they going to trip over some drywall that's sitting there or the hundreds of things that are laying around on a construction site. He's encouraging them to walk independently using their cane and asking them to come over. He's tapping on stuff saying, here, you got to feel this. Check this out. That shows you a guy that gets it and that wants to share his excitement about the fields he's interested in. And this morning, he's paired with one of my favorite people. We got to know her 10 years ago this summer when we roped her into being a teacher in our first pilot Bell Academies. And as part of that, completely unrelated, we required her to work in our 2009 NFB Youth Slam. And ever since then, we've found out really what a dynamic teacher and individual she is, and how authentically she lives the Federation philosophy in so many ways. And later this summer, we'll be able to call her doctor. Anil already told you that she's going to be a professor helping to train the next generation of teachers of blind students. And you can only imagine what our Bell Academies, what this convention, and what the blindness field is going to look like when she continues to partner with the National Federation of the Blind. Here is Natalie Shaheen and Wade Goodrich.
Good morning. Oh, I got to move the mic down even more. There you go. Shortest presenter yet. You should have found a tactile graphic and a bag of materials on your seat when you sat down today. You will need those materials for this presentation, as this will be an active learning session, so hopefully you didn't eat your dots yet. If you by chance do not have those materials, you may get them now at the back of the room. In the summer of 2017, the National Federation of the Blind was awarded a $2 million grant from the National Science Foundation to fund the Spatial Ability and Blind Engineering Research Project. The goal of the project is to broaden the participation of blind youth in STEM fields through the development of instructional strategies and accessible tools that improve spatial ability. To accomplish this goal, the project has both programmatic and research components, which are facilitated collaboratively by the NFB and its three partners, Utah State University, the Science Museum of Minnesota, and the Lifelong Learning Group, which is from my home state of Ohio. Throughout the five-year project, the NFB will host 9 STEM programs focused on engineering and spatial ability for blind high school students from across the country. The focus of today's presentation is the research component, which centers on spatial ability. To describe what that entails, I have the co-principal investigator and lead researcher on the grant, Dr. Wade Goodridge, with me. President Riccobono told you a little bit about Dr. Goodridge. I have a couple of other things to say about him. Dr. Goodridge and I are going to go co-teach this presentation much the same way that we co-teach our STEM programs. The NFB has been collaborating with Dr. Goodridge since 2016, and I have had the pleasure of co-teaching with him each summer since then. Dr. Goodridge is impressive on many fronts, but the thing that has impressed me most about him is that even in our early days of working together, he started with the assumption that blind students could do most anything. That's right, that's a pretty big deal. Dr. Goodridge, as President Riccobono mentioned, is an associate professor of engineering education at Utah State University. To begin, he's going to tell you what spatial ability and spatial thinking are all about. Here's Dr. Goodridge.
Thank you, Natalie. Spatial thinking is a type of thinking we do when performing tasks such as rotating a three-dimensional object in our mind or envisioning the angle at which a sailboat should be moved with respect to the driving wind. Spatial ability is a measure of people's performance on spatial tasks. A person's spatial ability is determined using a variety of tests, and the higher a person's score on the test, the better their spatial ability. So you might be wondering, why do we care about spatial ability? Research has shown that those who excel in spatial ability typically do well in STEM majors and in STEM professions. Spatial ability is even a better predictor of success in STEM than many college entrance examination scores. Unfortunately, none of the existing tests that are out there are mostly non-visually accessible. Most were developed decades ago and were developed with the assumption that only sighted people would use them. Consequently, we don't have a way to measure blind people's spatial ability to determine if the same relationship exists or to assess the efficacy of spatial thinking activities. The aim of our research is to develop a non-visually accessible spatial ability test. Instead of creating a test from scratch, we have chosen to adapt an existing test called the mental cutting test, which was originally developed as part of the College Entrance Examination Board. Before I tell you more about the MCT and our work to adapt it, Natalie is going to run you through an activity.
So instead of just telling you about spatial ability and spatial thinking today, Dr. Goodridge and I thought it would be fun to get you all to use your spatial thinking skills. Are y'all game? All right, good, because otherwise this was going to be pretty boring. Perfect. So at this point in the presentation, you should have a set of materials, which includes one piece of Braille paper with 3 embossed images, 1 fun-size box of dots, and 6 toothpicks. In this activity, you're going to eat your dots in halves and then match the shape of each dot to one of the embossed images. So step one, open the box of dots. You'll need the box later, so leave it intact. Take out one dot and safeguard it from hungry neighbors. Those of you who have never seen a dot, take a second to explore it. You'll notice there's a domed end and a flat end, and the sides are almost, but not quite, cylindrical. Step two, orient your dot so the dome is pointing towards the ceiling. Now here comes the good part. Bite down the center of the dot so that you cut the dot in half from dome end to flat end. So bite your dot. Enjoy the sugar rush of your first half dot as you examine the other half. Step three, trace the shape of the cutting plane along which you bit the dot. The cutting plane is the part of the dot that's now sticky. Look at the handout and find the image that matches the shape of your cutting plane. Which shape is it? Shout it out. Yeah, that's right, it's the one on the left. Reward yourself for your hard work and eat your other half dot. Now, take out two more dots. How can you bite a dot to produce a cutting plane with the shape of a circle, like the middle image? And how can you bite a dot to produce a cutting plane with the shape of an ellipse, like the image on the right? Take 2 minutes to figure that out. If time permits, share your findings with your neighbor. Go for it. One more minute. If you figured it out, share your findings with your neighbor. All right. So, you just took the dot MCT. The dot MCT is a simplified and tastier version of the MCT. Save your three remaining dots, the box, and the toothpicks. We'll need them in just a minute. Now, Dr. Goodridge is going to tell you more about the tactile MCT that we have developed as a part of this project.
Thank you again, Natalie. In the old print version of the MCT, sighted participants look at a two-dimensional drawing of a three-dimensional object, which shows a cutting plane passing through the object, and then they identify, from five possible choices, the two-dimensional shape that they think matches the cutting plane in the first image. We use a combination of three-dimensional printing and tactile graphics to create a non-visually accessible version of the mental cutting test, which we call the tactile mental cutting test, or TMCT for short. In the TMCT, instead of using two-dimensional drawings of three-dimensional objects, we use a three-dimensional printed version of the original drawing. The answer choices are provided as embossed tactile graphics, similar to the graphics you were just looking at. We arrived at this adaptation of the mental cutting test in collaboration with blind people across the country who provided essential input about the three-dimensional prints, the tactile graphics, and the general test administration. The TMCT allows us to measure a certain type of spatial ability in blind people. We call it a construct. This addresses the first goal of the project and continues significantly because we now have an accessible or contributes significantly because we now have an accessible spatial ability instrument, which can be used to measure initial and final spatial ability levels after blind youth participate in an activity that is intended to improve spatial thinking. Our second goal is to develop activities that increase blind youth's spatial thinking itself. We are targeting two highly spatial areas of engineering content, engineering drafting and engineering statics. Engineering drafting is the processes and techniques that are used to communicate designs amongst the professionals who are engineering a solution to a problem. Drafting curriculum has been shown to increase spatial ability in sighted students. So we are interested to find out if drafting has the same effect on blind students' spatial thinking. In collaboration with Ann Cunningham, we have developed a number of activities in which youth use a version of the sensational blackboard to produce technical drawings by hand. Statics is a branch of physics that studies forces at rest within a structure. Objects are usually not experiencing acceleration when we do this. Within the statics activities, youth build scale models of structures that they design and then examine with testing and calculations to learn how forces flow through the structure. For example, we give the youth a hypothetical situation in which a certain amount of snow is considered to load the roof of the structure. The youth then have to determine what force the snow is exerting on that structure. These activities, in addition to hopefully increasing the youth's spatial thinking, build on the youth's prior knowledge of physics to teach statics concepts. We are using the data from the TMCT to inform our continued refinement of all the activities to ensure they increase blind youth's spatial thinking. Once we have a set of activities for the one-week program that are effective, we anticipate using what we've learned to develop even more robust, accessible curriculum for engineering courses in high school and college. Ultimately, what we want is for blind youth to have greater access to curriculums and activities that can increase their spatial thinking skills, which they can leverage for success in STEM and life in general. In addition to the quantitative research, we're also qualitatively investigating the innate spatial strategies used by blind youth. This data will provide better insight into blind youth's spatial thinking processes. To gather this information, we are interviewing blind youth and having them do talk alouds as they solve spatial problems. In the talk aloud process, the youth verbally describe what they are thinking and doing and why. In the next activity, you will all get to share your spatial strategies with your neighbors.
So everyone should still have in their possession 3 dots, 1 dots box, and 6 toothpicks, yes? All right. In this activity, you need to accomplish 3 things. First, create a structure or an object using the materials that you have left. You have 2 minutes to do that. Go for it. Create anything you want using those materials. 30 more seconds.
I'm glad I don't have to share any structure.
You better get on it. There's dots up here. Come on.
No, no.
All right. Now, you should have something that you created from your remaining materials. Tasks 2 and 3 go together, so I'm going to share them both with you now. Task 2, you need to find 1 person with whom to work. Now, you don't need to be best friends, just willing to work together for about 3 minutes. Task 3, you need to share with your partner how you created your structure and why you took that approach. You have 3 minutes to find a partner and share how and why you created your structure the way that you did. Go for it. 2 more minutes. I love the sounds of all the sharing. 30 seconds. There you go. Well, email me. I like it. It's awesome. All right. In sharing with one another how you created your structures and why you created them the way that you did, you shared some of the same types of information that the youth will be sharing with the research team as part of the qualitative research. You guys are all still having fun playing with your dots, huh? All right, I'm going to turn the mic back over to Dr. Goodrich and give him your attention. That would be great. Thanks.
I'm seeing some very nice structures out there. Through this project, we will continue to refine both the NFBEQ curriculum and the TMCT, the tactile mental cutting test. From the research and our collaboration with the National Federation of the Blind, as well as the Science Museum of Minnesota, the learning group that we're working with, Ann Cunningham, and all the other individuals that are involved with this research, and our collaboration with the National Federation of the Blind, we hope to develop knowledge about how blind people implement and evolve their spatial ability in everyday life and in STEM disciplines. By collaborating with the NFB and getting a continual feedback from diverse blind people, we seek to improve blind youth's access to accessible STEM and spatial learning opportunities and tools. Through these learning opportunities, we hope to foster a belief among blind youth that blind people can succeed at spatial tasks and in STEM fields if they choose to pursue them. I have to say that it has simply been a great pleasure working with this team. I have not had such an exciting and fun experience since I worked as a commercial fisherman in the state of Alaska. More importantly, as an engineer, I believe that to develop an effective solution to a problem, one must incorporate and seek the client's expertise. Consequently, to me, it is essential that the research we do around blindness be done in full collaboration with blind people from beginning to end. The National Federation of the Blind, its leaders and its members, have been an invaluable partner to this work. Therefore, in closing, please let me express my thanks to NFB, its leadership, and to you.
Thank you all for actively participating in our presentation. We hope that you have enjoyed getting better acquainted with your spatial thinking muscles. Please be sure to discard any of the materials from this presentation that you do not want in the trash cans on your way out of the room, though I'd encourage you to keep your magnificent structures. All right, thanks, guys.
Let's hear it for our STEM education efforts.